Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
We are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Random Thoughts Live, Episode 6. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
You know, because we didn't want to just stick on this entire race thing for too long, I mean, cause there's so many things out there. We got the debate coming up, and like, let's not get so heavy, man. I mean, let's dive into the comment section. This is my favorite place to go. I mean, my favorite meme of all time is Michael Jackson and in the Thriller.
Eating popcorn?
Yes. It's either that or T.O., even though it's with the worst team ever, the Cowboys, you know, get your popcorn ready. And he gets the popcorn and just starts chugging the popcorn. Yeah, so, you know, it's the comments to me are always the highlight, right?
I do the same. I mean, no matter what article, no matter what story, what it's about, mm-hmm. the first thing I do is go to the comments. And sometimes you just know what you're going to see. And I just need to see it. Just to be like, yep, they said it right there.
My favorite is when I go and I see somebody going, the way I ran to the comment section. I'm like, me too. That's me. So, you know, and it's funny because as you're moving around, sometimes you just stop and you scroll and you come across certain things. And then you just go, okay, well, you know, this one's good. And so we pull a couple of these. And basically today, that's what we're going to do. We're going to go through some of these and get your – let's see if you enjoy these comments as much as we do, because we definitely enjoyed some of these. By the way, do us a favor and follow our new IG page. There was – some of you may remember, we struggled for a long time. Struggling to get back into that doggone account. Can't get back in for anything. And – I had to do a new one. So it's at the RGRT pod. Okay. Michael says, hope you guys are drinking today. I've got Mother Nature's champagne.
Yeah, I've got water, man. It was 100 degrees, was 105 when I left the office in my car. Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, that's why you auto start.
Yeah, about that. I don't have that on this vehicle.
Really? What kind of bootleg car you got?
Well, when I was trying to pick, they didn't have anything on the lot, and so I could customize, but that would have took 6 months, and you know how impatient I am.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, what's scheduled on the boat to come? Because I have an Audi. You know, what's on the boat? And so I took what was already made and coming. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it didn't have auto start until after I got it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, and they're like, yeah, you'd have to add that. I'm like, okay, I'll do that. And here we are 2 years later. I still haven't got it.
She likes the tweet, says Texas done started their barbecue season. Yeah, it's hot as hell in Texas. I'm not even going to lie. But the wonderful thing is that it's like when I was in the Midwest, I never felt the temperature. Why? They're called garages.
Right.
Use them. Like at the office, I have one. If it's raining, I don't even have to walk across and just, hey, go underground, get into the building. At the house, don't got a garage, it's fine. Same thing, you know, so it works out. So next time, if you can't get that, make sure you just get the auto start. You're going to need it. I need it in the Midwest too, for the cold, for a different reason. And in Texas, damn sure using it, because black on black don't do well, and it will crack in the Texas heat.
All right, well, I'm going to send you my Venmo so you can help me get this auto start added to my...
I got five on it.
500?
500. No, 5 cents. Michael says, water, come on. You're so much more the funny guy with a few drinks.
Hey, we've had our moments on just water, so we'll see what happens today.
Sonia says it's 64 degrees and windy in Seattle.
Yeah, don't rub it in.
Hey, Toya says, unfortunately, I have to walk my dog in this heat. I'm like, yeah. I'm
walking around the living room. Just do some laps.
This is why you get a patio. Hey, yeah. Fido, walk. Get your laps. Get a treadmill next to the window so he can see out.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, so let's get to this, man. Because one of the first things I saw came from the neighborhood talk, right? And one of the things they said was, like, what's the dumbest thing you caught someone lying about? And I'm like, oh, yeah, this has got to be good.
Yeah.
And somebody said CNAs who said they were nurses.
I don't know about that one because I don't know enough. I get what CNA stands for, but I could see someone calling themselves a nurse. So I wouldn't judge that one. Maybe anyone in the medical field in the comments, if you know something about that, definitely let us know.
Because what, CNA is what? Certified Nursing Assistant? Is that what it is?
All right.
That was a total guess, by the way.
Good guess.
But it's got nurse in the title, so it counts, right?
Right.
Having two phones. Apparently, the other one was to play music in the car, quote unquote, uninterrupted.
Now, I laugh at the people with the two phones because my first question is, hey, well, what do you do? Mm-hmm. And then once you hear, you're like, you don't need two phones for that. There's a reason you have two phones.
There are people who have two phones, and everybody knows the reason for that.
Right.
And it's never a good one. It's never a good reason. This one said, my sister on YouTube filming a deck that my dad had built and telling her audience that she built it, paid for everything, when she played no role in any of it. Now, you see this all the time. You know when you see this mostly? Father's Day.
For the gram. Yes. People try to do stuff. People trying to do stuff for the gram. They go help paint like one board of a fence. And they're like, just doing my part to give back. Did you get it? Okay. They walk off.
That was my favorite. It's my reason for living. Stop it. Like, why? All right. This is going to be Planet Fitness, the no judgment zone. Not knowing the year they're born. This seems weird, though.
That's sketch. That's an older guy trying to act like he's a younger person trying to date someone younger. Has to be.
The problem, this is why you can't ever lie about your age or try to be coy about your age, right? Because regardless of how much you're like, okay, black don't crack, I look young, I'm this, I'm that, at one point you're going to make a joke.
Yeah.
And it's going to tell your age because when they look at you like, huh?
Yeah. You're going to be like, yeah, when I was in college, me and my friends used to watch The Jeffersons all the time. And you'd be like, wait a minute.
Yeah, Bad Boys, man. When that movie came out, man, we used to watch it all the time in college. Excuse me? I thought you said you were 32. You got to be careful. You got to be careful.
You will slip.
How about this one? This one kind of got me here. It said, how to pronounce their name? I'm still effed up about it. How do you not know how to pronounce your name?
Because you have a fake name. Hmm. You know, you're traveling, you're out of town. You got to use a different name.
Well, I used a different name, but that was when I was ordering food. Because all those years on the radio in Charleston, right? I mean, you know, I was known for ticking people off. I didn't want extra sauce in my food, so I would call it a different name every single time. There was only one Yanni in the city, so I'm not using my name.
So what name would you use?
I used to just use another, just James, Michael,
Stuart,
Tom, Chip,
Bart.
Hey, Nubian Mahogany says something right here. Liars have to have a good memory. That's facts, because which is the reason why I can't get myself to be doing this lying. I can't remember the truth. So if I have a hard time remembering the truth, there's no way I'm going to remember the lie. Like, why lie? Let's get to the point. Let's get to it, right? So, good point. Another one I saw here, right? Hold on, get this thing out of the way here. It says, where they were sleeping at, and you have their location. We saw this on the episode of, Love is Blind?
Yeah. Yeah. If you give somebody your location on your phone, don't lie about where you're at.
Mm-mm.
And then, of course, what they got to say is, oh, I left my phone in so-and-so's car. Stop it.
You know, the thing to remember is the question asked doesn't mean they're looking for the answer. Sometimes it's, I want to see what you're going to say.
The confession.
Now, here's an interesting one. This came from someone who gave a story here saying, like, dude said he was an adjunct professor the day we met. But when I was updating his resume, so apparently things went well after that first meeting, right? Because updating resume, that means it's really personal, right?
She's doing work for him. Yes.
Yeah. Work in the next room. That's all that is. Yeah. So she's updating his resume. Was missing his teaching experience. So I asked him about it. He said it was more of an internship helping a friend grade papers. I said, so you lied. And he then said, no, you misunderstood what I said. Give that man an A+ in gaslighting and a Z- in adulting in life.
That dude's full of crap. It was an internship helping a friend. No, That's straight lies.
Look, I saw this one here on Spiritual World, right? And it says, ladies, if you shoot your shot at a man and he tells you he's got a girl, do you respond with, she's a lucky woman?
I think that would be a nice response.
Right.
He was honest. Mm-hmm.
So not a liar. Everything's right. Good. First response to this was, you know how ugly you got to be for a man to tell you he got a girl?
Like right away. Like at first, no, I got a girl.
But sometimes that doesn't help. Sometimes that doesn't help. People are gonna jump in and that could be the attraction more than anything. People want what they can't have, right? What they're not supposed to have. This one, somebody replied to this woman who was saying this whole thing of, you know how ugly you gotta be. She says, well, maybe he's just faithful. I mean, damn. Are men that bad that women think they're no faithful men?
Sure.
You say sure.
I'm sure. Let me think that.
Hey, Dina says his girl could be monitoring his page. That's a good point too. That could be the case. This one says from TaylorMade said, I high-fived a guy who told me he was married, and I told him that's how I want my husband to act when he's out with his friends. But after that Henny kicked in, he came looking for me. I found his homeboys and told him, hey, take that man home. He was doing so good.
Hey, it's the dark liquor. The dark liquor. Yo, you first get to the spot. You're just having that first drink. You're like, you know, I'm married. I'm good. And then 3 or 4 drinks, you're just like, you know, she is kind of cute, though.
I could pull that.
I wonder if I still got it. I don't want to do anything. I just want to see if I still got it.
She probably asleep by now. She ain't gonna know if I come in.
The next thing you know, your phone is showing up on a location and you're trying to lie about where you were.
Hey, you got dark liquor stories, so we know that.
Oh, I have dark liquor. That's why I switched to vodka. Dark liquor has made me make a lot of bad decisions.
Baby Doll says that man wanted the temptation. Okay, they talk about alcohol and what it does, right? Alcohol literally, they say, brings out, you know, unleashes those inhibitions, right? The things that you want to do, the things you want to say, that comes out. Is that the truth?
Well, for me, it does. I tend to say a lot when I was drinking dark liquor. I've had instances of drinking dark liquor where I'm thinking I'm spitting game and it's working.
Yeah.
And then I say something that messes it up. And then I get them back. And then I say something again that messes it up. I just don't care.
All in the same sit down.
All in the same sit down. Same person. The next day, my friends made me like, Terrell, that girl was into you. What the hell were you doing? You ruined it. I was like, whiskey.
What High Vibe call it? Truth syrup? Yeah.
Yeah.
It can be. And that's the problem, because that's everybody needs a filter at some point in time. Right? Everybody. Some people need more than a filter, like this one. Zaza man said, once I see this, it's just sex. There's no future with you.
I can't stand that look. I don't understand why that's a thing. Like, I don't understand why people think they're cute with the baby hairs, whatever you want to call it. I just think it looks weird on adults.
Okay, but on adults, yes. Because it does
on give, adults. I had to add that part.
It does give young. It does give
it
young.
It does, because this looks like a child right here. But I've seen adults. Yeah, I've seen adults. I'm like, why would you do that? I don't get it. But think they cute as shit.
But this is the thing. This is a wig. So it's, you know. But again, go into the comment section. This is where you find it, right? One woman was like, hear me out. How about no sex if this is a turnoff and there's no future? Like, and I like this though, because if you're saying there's no future because of my hairstyle, then nothing.
Mm-mm.
Set the boundaries, right?
Right. Right. I couldn't do it.
To which somebody else replied, this means he doesn't want a woman with the screened or scalp over and over exaggerated edges as his wife. That's all.
Over-exaggerated edges is an understatement.
Well, as we talk about it, here comes baby doll. But I hate the over-exaggerated baby hairs, and way too many do. It looks awful. I feel you, Terrell. It's true. I mean, it doesn't look real is the problem. So, but yeah, I mean, who am I to judge?
Yanni.
Yeah, that would be me. Another woman says, all right, so he wants a lady with no edges, right? To which somebody replied, no, he wants a lady with natural edges, not the ones that come in Frosted Flakes boxes.
Yeah, that's awful.
It's High Vibe says, those edges are just as bad as the cat hair eyelashes. Yeah, true. Well, Melissa says, as some more said, if you can't have babies anymore, then you can't have baby hair.
Boom. Facts.
However. Yeah, okay. All right, we're going to leave it at that. There are people who can still have babies still wearing this that shouldn't, but we're going to leave that alone.
Right.
All right. So next one, somebody called it Bluetooth edges. And one man was like, look, man, just told my wife, don't ever get them wings.
No.
Call them wigs. Eyelashes on the forehead as well. I thought that was, again, we brought up the eyelashes. And that's, hold up. It does look like eyelashes.
It does. Terrible.
This, though, that's that Haktu hairstyle.
That hairstyle, it's like, if I see a woman with that... To me, someone with those type of baby hairs, they got to be to work. They're not just going to the office. You know, that's a person that has a job, not a career. It's just not.
They're still working on the credit.
Yeah. Yeah. No. No, not at all.
Got to pay rent.
That everybody's seen this Haktu thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it just blows my mind because I didn't know what it was. I just kept seeing it on my timeline. Then I finally found the video. And my first thought is, wow, your parents must be proud.
Now, that's the perfect example of alcohol.
Yeah.
Because she was drunk.
She was.
Throwing out a whole bunch of stuff, but got popping off.
Well, she did because now it's a popular t-shirt company that just makes a lot of inappropriate t-shirts. Mm-hmm. They made a deal with her, so she'll be able to get some proceeds from or make some profit off those shirts. But the whole video watching is wild. And then all the different memes that they've made about it is just wild. And I'm like, girl, you do you. If that's what you think works.
It was okay, here's the thing. When you have a chance to get that 15 minutes of fame, do you run from it and go, oh, man, no? Or do you just go, okay, look. Make the most out of this moment. Move on.
Well, it depends. It depends on what you do for a living. You know, you're young. You know, she probably is what looks like college age, could be 20. You know, you got time to make those type of mistakes. Mm. If I did that and went viral, I'm going to have all of a sudden HR is going to pop up on my teams with my manager out the blue.
Okay, so here's the difference. Because I think we give too many people... In this day and age, the wrong, I think we come on them too hard, especially about social media. Like, I can't believe you put that out there. We got lucky that there was no social media around when we were in college. And Sarah says, by the way, she did get fired from her job.
Did she? But what did she do? I mean, she wasn't like marketing manager for Gap.
You said she looked like she was in college. Bodine said she looked like she was in her 30s. Could be the same.
True.
I'm just saying.
True.
But I'm saying anything, I'm just saying.
Well, I don't think we're going to come too hard on people. I mean, you chose to make a mistake. Mm. You got to deal with the consequences of it. Now, we didn't do that stuff because, A, there was no social media. But
that's
also, we didn't. But we didn't get caught. That's like saying
because
that, hey,
there was no social media.
Yeah, we didn't leave the toilet running because we didn't have running water when I was a kid. I mean, it's not the same. But we were smart enough not to get caught, really, or smart enough not to let a lot of people know the crazy stuff that we did. When you and I were in college, we did a lot of stuff, but people didn't know about it. We didn't go tell everybody about it.
Because nobody was doing this while we were doing it. Because if social media was around, all those wild parties we went to, some of those things would have wound up on somebody's social media.
I can't think of anything we did publicly that would have wound up on social media.
Hey, Carrie, tell him. Tell him, because she said, I knew y'all in college. Yes, we know.
Publicly. There's nothing that we did publicly that would have went viral. So I think that's the difference.
I don't think she's believing you. I'm saying, though, because we got lucky in the fact that there wasn't. See, look, right here from listener 1126, we sure were lucky, no social media. We got to. That's why you're young, you do dumb stuff, plain and simple. You know what I'm saying?
You do. But now that we know there's social media, now you know there's cameras in your face, wouldn't it make more sense that people be a little bit more cautious?
These kids are growing up with cameras in their face. They don't think twice about it. They don't think twice about it. It's nothing.
Oh, shit. She was a preschool teacher?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, that'll get you fired. And now she has all the time in the world to hock two on that thing, day or night. I say she created OnlyFans. I think she should get OnlyFans, mm-hmm. and then, you know, ask people, what do you want me to hock two on, and get subscribed. I mean, if you got to go big or go home.
Hey, people do it with birthday cakes, just sitting on birthday cakes.
CJ says, I'd marry the hock two, your girl. She seems fun. No, you wouldn't, CJ. I know you. You wouldn't marry her. You'd hang out.
Sarah with an age says, whatever age she is, she's seen enough people go viral to know better. Part of living today is knowing you're on camera, not when you're drunk. And again, this is going right back to what we talked about, that truth serum and that just that inhibitions go to the wayside, right? When alcohol enters the system. And this is what it is. And
I think when you're young, mm-hmm. and regardless what age she is, but when you're young, I don't know about you. If I'm walking down the street and I've been drinking and somebody's like, excuse me, I want to interview you real quick. Nope. I'm good. I don't talk to people I don't know on the street. Don't come at me wanting to do an interview with me on the street. No, not at all. Go,
my mama told me don't talk to strangers. James says people want to be viral now, though. That's why the majority of kids want to be YouTubers. It's okay. That's something else right there. Because if you think about the kids today, what they see, they want to be influencers, right? Because that's what's in front. It's not only just basketball. We wanted them to get away from just being basketball and football players, right? Now they want to be other things too.
Yeah, they want to hock to you. That's what they want to do. But remember when we started the podcast, you know, September 2020, what was my biggest fear? Was going viral. Right. I said, man, I have a career. I can't go viral. I don't know what I'm going to say. I've never done this before. Luckily, we haven't crossed that line. Mm-hmm. That we went viral. And I don't think we say anything that bad that would go viral and people look at us in a negative light. Mm-hmm. You maybe, but, you know, not me. But
really? That's what we're going with?
Yeah, I mean, unless all the Braids community gets together and starts to email my job saying, Terrell said.
If we get you on that brown again, it's on. So here's a question that came in earlier, too, from Debbie G, who says, how do you feel about the eyebrows drawn in a rectangular shape? Is that, I didn't realize that was on purpose.
Yeah, I just thought that's just how they were born like that.
No, stop it.
I mean, you know, I don't pay attention to that, but I've seen some like blocked eyebrow. I'm like, that's weird. Uh-huh. Genetics. And I just walk off my own business. But if you're purposefully doing that, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Nadina says, have you seen women with the gray baby hairs? That's wild. You know why I'm not mad at that? Because we know even the jet black baby hairs that we see, they're wigs. You know what? Matter of fact, I'd rather see the gray baby hairs because you know it's a wig.
Yeah, but if I see the gray baby hairs, that's somebody who had to be to work for a long time and retired.
Well, I mean, look, at least they were kept going.
You do you. I mean, if you feel sexy, do it. That's your thing. All I said to say, I just don't like it. But if someone feels great doing it, more power to them.
So here's something. I didn't know this, and I'm out of the scene, so I don't know. But Sarah says, I just found out asking if you are quote unquote up for something dates you. And if you want to be considered young and cool, you say, are you down? Is that true?
I don't know. Like, if you're up, I took that as 11 o'clock at night. You up?
Yeah, that's what I do.
I took that as, I wouldn't text somebody 11 o'clock at night. You down? Does that make me cool? I don't know. So I don't know what that I don't get that one.
Yeah. You know, it's like not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good. It's,
right.
Generations change up a little bit, but yeah. James says the tattered eyebrows scream convict. Yeah. but no. Okay. So here's the thing about that. Let's see if I can mess you up with this real quick, James, because you probably think Megan Good is an attractive woman, because she is. I've heard she got it tattered back in the day. That's the first person I've ever heard of that. Then I saw it later with others who do it. Now, you're thinking probably other tattered eyebrows, but yeah.
Yeah, Megan Good could have tattered eyebrows. That'd be fine.
She could have the baby ears. You'd be fine, yeah, too.
I'm focused on the lips. That's all I'm looking at.
You got to watch Harlem then, because Harlem, she's actually, I love her in Harlem because I think she really shows her acting chops in that, so. High five, man. What happens to the tattered eyebrows as you age? Same thing happens to every other tattoo you get.
Just wrinkles.
Just spreads. So they got waves. They got waves.
Okay, so Sarah says, are you up to go to dinner versus are you down to go to dinner?
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I've never asked anybody, are you up to go to dinner?
Me either.
Because if I ask if you're up, it's late at night, dinner's already been had, and drinks have already been taken.
Yeah. Are you up for dinner? I don't know. I wouldn't say that. Are you down to go to dinner? I could totally rock with that one, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting though. I hadn't heard that, but I'm not saying that it doesn't happen, because there's that. And by the way, saying classy women get their eyebrows microbladed. I never understood this whole microblade and what the difference is. Again, because I don't have to do that. It's a form of tattooing.
Okay, if that's what Megan Good has, still interested.
He said, regardless, as Dina would say, if you're down, say you're down. And you're down for whatever Megan Good's got.
I'm down. She can take a crayon, a little Sharpie.
Good. Baby doll says, I guess I'm old because I say I'm down for all the time. Yeah. I mean, and you know what? But here's the thing about it. Slang is so different in different places, right? We may all have very similar upbringings, no matter where you grew up, but it's... The terminology is going to differ in different places, right?
Yeah. And then Dina says, Terrell, Megan has braids, though.
Yeah, that's a good point. That is a good point.
Still interested.
Terrell is turning on this whole braids thing. I just want to point this out real quick, because you've noticed the transition through the reality TV shows. You've seen this happen. Patrice in Ready to Love, he's like, man, she's attractive. You notice he's been pointing out the braided ladies a lot more.
Right. There are some that are very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Megan Good?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she could have a haircut like mine. Still interested.
Really? Because that's one of your definite
deal breakers. That is, but I'd be lenient on that deal breaker. I'm like, but it's Megan Good, you know? If you came to me and said, Terrell, your girl didn't have any hair, I'd be like, do you know what her name is? Look at the lips.
Yo, Dina, that's exactly what I was thinking. He's pandering to the braided community. I know it's an election year, Terrell, but you're not on the ballot.
No, I'm just showing I'm an equal opportunity dater.
You just don't want to get your black card taken, because everybody was ready to take your black card when you said you had no Vaseline in the house.
Yeah, no, I'm equal opportunity dater. I want to make sure I say that, because here's what's funny. I had someone that on my dating app, I have, you know, hey, I do a podcast. Me and my best friend do this. Check it out. And I want them to look at it and see it. You can get a live look at what I'm about, and you can hear the crazy stuff that comes out of my mouth. And if you don't feel I'm a good match for you, great. Swipe, whatever. Someone I sent that I connected with, she matched with me, and she says, hey, I don't know if we're going to be a fit because I wear braids about 70, 80% of the time of the year. I was like, she saw the podcast.
Now, everybody's trying to talk you out of this whole vegan good thing because Drew was like, yo, she smokes cigarettes.
Still interested.
Baby doll says, what if Megan could show up with braids and clear heels on?
Clear heels doesn't bother me. That's Yanni.
Yeah.
So still interested. She could have a Newport hanging off one of them sexy lips. Taro, why don't you come over and give me a kiss? I'm all in.
Yeah, Claire Hills are my red flag immediately. Like, if my wife showed up on our first date in Claire Hills, we wouldn't have had a second date. We wouldn't have finished that first date. Straight up. I got to go. There's a concert I need to go to right now. Yeah, I'd have been out the door immediately. Carrie says, damn, braids may be the thing we all need, Terrell.
Could be.
Dina has another one. What if Megan said, like, every other word?
Like, I'm still interested. There's not a lot that Megan Good could do where I would say, no. If she voted for Trump, I'd say, okay, Megan, I'm sorry.
Then we found the one thing.
We can hang out a couple times, but I can't be with you.
Is that what happened with Stacey Dash?
Stacey Dash lost me a long time ago.
Okay, Sarah came with another one. What if Megan needed you to explain how crawfish are eaten? Said, hey, can you show me how to eat crawfish?
No, because I would peel the crawfish for her and feed them to those sexy lips. But gentlemen, Megan wouldn't have to do work.
Oh, so now you're a gentleman.
Yeah.
High five. You said it all right there. Basically, Megan can do no wrong. Yeah, apparently.
She votes for Trump. I can't.
That's the only thing. Oh, but everybody search for this one thing. What if she had a dirty house?
She'd come to my house. I just wouldn't go to hers.
Ring around the tub?
Not at my house. Yeah. I just wouldn't go to her house. Hey, your place is dirty. I get it. You're busy. You make movies. You don't have time. I got it. Come over here. I'll make you something to eat.
What if y'all go out to the restaurant and decide to go to the club after, lounge, and then she takes off her shoes and walk in barefoot?
The Megan Good I know wouldn't do that.
Hey, Dina says, what if she left the cabinets open? You know how that irritated you when I did it.
That's because it was you and it was ridiculous.
Because you always bring that up like that.
If Megan did it, I'd find a way to make remotes. I have a little remote that I can just automatically close the camera. I just make my whole house digital.
What if she talked with food in her mouth?
That bothers you more than me. That's one of your pet peeves. That's not mine.
Oh, you'd be like, oh, baby, I see you're enjoying these steak and fries. Okay, I got you. Mm-hmm. Right. What if she eats wings like that one date you kept talking about?
I'd kiss her because that wing sauce would be all on them sexy lips. And I'd just be like,
oh, so now we know what happened.
Come here.
Because you never told us what happened.
Yeah, I never told you. Just the sauce all over her face. I'm like, what are you doing? But Megan.
You know what she was doing? Hock too. Why did you stop seeing that one? What is wrong with you? See? That's the problem. Baby Doll says, one more. What if Megan talks with her hands like Shay on Never Ever Met?
I just hold her hands and be like, babe, what are you talking about? Come here. Mwah. Kiss them lips.
Drew says, what if she acted like Chelsea from Love is Blind? Since we're going through the reality TV shows here.
Again, the Megan I know wouldn't do that. Not my Megan.
Hey, listen to 1126. So it said earlier, like, hey, I'm 68. I like listening to you guys. Says, hey, look, I had to Google her. She's pretty. No, she is gorgeous. We give her that. Yeah.
She is.
Megan Good is definitely an attractive woman. Nubian Mahogany says, Megan needs to see this video. She's got a fan.
And she's got a man.
Yeah, you better hope Jonathan Majors doesn't see this video.
Well, maybe this will encourage him. Hey, don't slip up. Don't put your hands on her.
Yeah, I think he knows better than that.
Oh, I couldn't stop him. I'm not, I could do. I'll call the police, though. Anonymous tip.
Oh, my God. Couple things we learned here tonight. There's some rules you will break. This long list you have becomes really short, down to just one thing, depending on who the person is.
I think all of us are that way. I mean, we can all come up with our list of non-negotiables, but then there's certain people that you just might let a couple things slide.
Foxley, why would you even ask that question? I already know the answer to this. So what if she said, I don't like Yanni. It's him or me.
Yeah. She doesn't have to date Yanni. She's dating me. So we just won't go on joint vacations together and all that. I'll do the podcast separately. She can be downstairs chilling. And great. She didn't have to talk to Yanni.
Won't be the first time somebody said that.
Either way.
Right. No, hey, it's an interesting thing to see how that list goes, right? Like you said, for the right person, anybody will do that. Everybody has broken a rule. Said, I will never do this, and then all of a sudden you do it anyway, right?
Especially if you get the dark liquor in you. That changes it all.
Oh, man. Hey, do us a favor, man. Don't forget to follow the new IG page. It's at the RGRT pod. The other one that we had, can't get into it. Haven't been able to get into it for a while. Tried my damnedest and... You know, Facebook, Instagram, Mark, as Boosie says, Zuckerberger, just knows how to ignore you, so can't get in. So, new page, the RGRT pod. Nubian Mahogany is going to wrap this all up with us by saying, Terrell is in love with the idea of Megan Good and her lips.
Who wouldn't be? I mean, Stevie Wonder would be like, hey...
See, you just
She lovely?
You just aged yourself again. See, if we talk about that, when if you told somebody you were 30, like, who?
Well, because I know our demographic. There's no 20-somethings or 19-year-olds that follow us. So they know who Stevie Wonder is.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit from the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Hey, cheers. I almost forgot my water.